Welcome to another episode of the Guys with God podcast called Sharing Our Struggles, where we discuss the everyday challenges and frustrations that all men go through during their lives at one time or another. We like to talk about how we've dealt with them from both our past experiences and from what God reveals to us through His Word. Now, here's today's episode. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Guys with God podcast called Sharing Our Struggles. Again, I'm with my brother Mark this morning. Mark, how are you?
Doing great, Ron. Good to be here.
Good, good, good. This morning, I'd like to talk a little bit about being selfish and selflessness. We're called to be selfless in the eyes of God and what Jesus models for us. But for me, it's so much easier to be selfish. And my selfish ways, I want what I want, my rights, our rights, how we've talked about in the past. But being selfless and showing selflessness to others is very difficult. So this morning, Mark, we're going to start out with that. And when it comes to being selfish and being selfless, what areas are, you know, what does that mean to you? And what kind of things are you struggling with? And what kind of things are you doing that kind of help you get through all that?
Yeah, I think the hardest thing I've had to learn in walking with Jesus is, and maybe some guys can relate to this, it's not all about me. That was an eye-opener for me. I thought everybody was placed on this earth to make me happy. And I thought everything was supposed to be about me. So my thinking was always centered around what I thought I wanted, what I thought I needed, and what I wanted to do to make me feel better. Mm-hmm. And that's what led to a lot of the drug abuse, alcohol abuse, a lot of the jail time, a lot of my problems in life was because I was so self-centered, didn't know that. And then when I started walking with Jesus, one of the first verses I learned was in Philippians 2:4, which was very odd to me, but here's what the verse said. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Mm. Now that was a foreign concept. I got to start seeing about helping others. I got to start thinking about being of service to others. I've got to start putting myself out there to be available for others. But as I got into the 12-step world, and got into walking with Jesus further, the people that came into my life, they all naturally do that to this day. They did it back then. They do it now. They're naturally looking to help others. They're naturally looking to promote others. And they're just naturally looking to see what they can do to make someone else feel better. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was odd at first because it's like, well, what's in it for them? Because mm-hmm. that was always my thought. If there was nothing in it for me, then why should I show up? If we were going to do something and there wasn't a gain for me, I didn't want to go do it. But the new me walking with Jesus is now I understand the more I help others, the more I gain. The more I'm of service, the better I am. And so that's what I've had to learn. And do I do it perfectly? Oh, no, Ron, I'm still selfish and self-centered. I will be till the day I go to heaven. But the point is now I know that when I start, when that thinking starts coming my way to be selfish and self-centered, I've got to stop and take a pause and look inside myself and see what is it inside of me that I need to change.
Yeah. And being of service to others and being selfless instead of selfish, something that was coming to mind as you were sharing is that sometimes, like, if I think I'm being selfless and being of service to others, what's the motive and the reason behind that?
Mm.
Is it because I'm looking for the attaboy, pat on the back? Is it because I have suffered in the past and I'm still working on today, that low self-esteem, the lack of self-worth, that I'm doing it to build my own self up? Or am I doing it because that's what we're called to do?
Hmm.
You know, and sometimes, you know, when I was growing up, when I was younger, I think a lot of the reasons I was thought I was being of service to others because it was my own selfish desires. It was because I was trying to build myself up. So I really wasn't doing it for the right reasons. But now, as I'm walking with Jesus, as I'm growing my relationship with God and my faith is growing stronger, still it's still I find it being a struggle of being less selfless and or less selfish and more selfless. It all comes with that pride, that selfish desires, you know, I didn't get what I want, my rights, all those things are being infringed upon. And putting others above myself as Jesus did, as he modeled that for us, that's a really hard thing for me to do at times because I want what I want and I want my pride kicks in. And, you know, we've talked several times in the past about our rights. I have a right to be happy. I have a right to be, have a good life. I have a right to this. I have a right to that. And when I start trying to have those rights or think I deserve all those rights, that's when those problems start kicking in. And it's tough, you know, but having you and other guys in my life and just being more aware of those situations and those times when I'm being more selfish instead of being selfless, it helps me to catch myself. And what I mean by catching myself, it's I still get those thoughts in my head sometimes of trying to be more selfless instead of selfish, but I'm not verbalizing it more. I'm keeping those thoughts in my mind. I'm keeping those words out of my mouth, and I'm just trying to surrender. And like the Jesus calls to us, we have to die in order to live for Him. We have to die to ourselves.
Absolutely.
And dying to ourselves is not always easy for me to do. So that's something I got to work on each and every day. So how would you say you would do things like, you know, the selflessness and the selfishness when you get to those things when you're trying to be of service to others, but you still have those thoughts in your head that why am I doing this? And it's really hard and you want to lash back out.
Yeah, I still deal with that, Ron. And I've learned what my triggers are. 1 Corinthians 10:24 says this, no one should seek their own good, but the good of others. And so for me, when my rights move in, when this committee in my head takes charge, it not only tells me all the rights I have and how it's supposed to be about me and how I'm supposed to only do it unless there's a gain for me, ignoring motives, ignoring efforts. But here's what I've learned. Those rights volume in my mind get turned up when I'm hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. And those four things trigger feelings in me of I'm not getting this, or I'm going to miss out on this, or you're stepping on my toes, or you're hurting my feelings. And what we've learned, especially with what's going on at Sun Valley with our leadership there, feelings aren't facts. So I've learned now when I start having those feelings, like, boy, I'm missing out, or boy, it's not about me, that means there's something inside of me I need to address. Am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I tired? And when I keep those addressed and I look at those, then that quiets my rights down. And it quiets my need to make it about me. Am I still perfect about that? No, I'm still very guilty of that. But I have learned now to look at those triggers. One of my best things for me to remember is this. Whenever I find myself dreading not wanting to do something, or dreading or not wanting or trying to find an excuse not to go or not to help, I have to flip that in my mind. And I flip it to this. What can I learn from this? And how can I be of service from this? So instead of what that does, it turns my mind away from the dread, the fear, the negativity. Oh, crap, I got to go do this again. Or, oh, crap, I got to put up with that again. Instead, it says, okay, this time, how can you bring light? How can you bring God's love? How can you bring service into this situation to make it better? And when I start those thoughts, not only does that thing I have to do that I've been dreading go well, but over time, I no longer dread doing it.
Yeah, you said the magic or the big word, feelings and thoughts. And feelings, a couple different areas that came to mind is feelings like, I don't feel like doing that. You know, I'm too tired. I'm hungry. I'm angry. I'm lonely. And I'm tired. I don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like helping my wife. And I don't feel like doing what she's asked me to do. Or I just don't feel like responding in a positive way. Or my feelings are hurt. You know, you said something that, you know, hurt me, or my pride took a hit. And when your feelings come into play, for me, it's really hard to be selfless when you're dealing with feelings and emotions. And for me, that's where you really have to show my strength, and I really have to stop, and I have to think about what's causing those feelings. Was it a word, a trigger words, where it lies from Satan that he likes to throw at me all the time? Or, you know, or like you said, am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I tired? What's the reasoning behind the feelings, why I'm feeling that way? And in the past, what I would do if my feelings were hurt or I just didn't feel like doing something, I'd lash out. I would verbalize the things in my head. I wouldn't, as the Bible says, we are supposed to speak less, listen more, you know, and be slow to anger, slow to speak, quick to listen. So I try to, I'm working on that. That's a process. That's something I'm not going to get overnight. That's something I know I have to work on every day. So what I'm working on now, and I'm getting a little bit better, I would like to think, is that I'm not speaking, verbalizing those thoughts in my head, you know, and I am trying to be quiet and I'm just trying to think back, okay, what's the reason? Why am I feeling this? What happened? Is it just a word? Is it just, am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? And being quiet like that, and then taking those steps where we are called to be selfless instead of selfish. It's, yeah, lots of times I don't want to do the thing. I don't want to be of service to my wife or to somebody else, or I don't want to do that. But I have to stop and catch myself and think, you know, that's the right thing to do. It's not about me. It's about the other person. And trying to make it about the other person all the time, that's a struggle, because I'm selfish. I want my rights and I want what I want when I want it. And it's just a process, and it's something I have to work on. And like you said, what are the causes? Am I hungry, angry, lonely, and tired? And I'm just so grateful that keeping my mouth shut in those moments. And then I have like you, and I have my other brothers in Christ that I can reach out to. We have our men's group on Thursday where we get a lot of this stuff out, where we can talk about our feelings and why these things happen. And another great thing is it's good to know that I'm not the only one that's going through these things. You and I have been talking for a while. We share a lot of our struggles together, and we're finding out that you and I go through the same battles. We have the same problems, and we go through the same things, and helping each other is a big deal for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the thing that's helped me too, Ron, is knowing I'm not alone, knowing these feelings, these thoughts, these emotions are not unique to me. Most of us guys go through these things, and yes, the situation might be different or the circumstances might be different, but still it's the same thing. And I've learned this over time. When I'm having those feelings of doubt, dread, anger, all those negative emotions, it's basically Satan trying to mess with me. James 3:16 tells us that for where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you're going to find disorder and every evil practice. And what I like about that verse is it's not the person, place, thing, or situation causing my pain, causing my frustration. It's the way I'm choosing to view or allow it to affect me that's causing that pain or the ambition or the envy. I had to learn early on that there's going to be people in life way more successful than me. There's going to be people in life that have better this, better that, better the other. And the sooner I learn to let go of that, man, Ron, the better my life got. Now I can celebrate when people get new cars or new jobs or new houses. I no longer envy them. I'm happy for them. And just like that, when I find that I'm happy for others, God then has that space to show me how to find my own happiness. As long as I base my happiness on walking with Jesus and on my family, I no longer need to base my happiness on others. And that's where my pride comes in at. And my fear used to come in at a lot was, well, that guy's got more than me. How's come he gets to have more? Then I'd be resentful or angry at that guy. Well, it's not that guy's fault. He's probably working his tail off, or he's been blessed and God's got a plan for him just like he has for me. So that's what I've had to learn to do. I remember I was listening to you years ago working at the Salvation Army. We would have volunteers come in at the kitchen, you know, and help cook a meal, because every day we cooked anywhere, we served anywhere from 200 to 300 people three times a day. And so busy kitchen, so we needed volunteers. Well, I found myself getting resentful, like you wouldn't believe, at these volunteers coming in, because they weren't there to help. They were there, selfies didn't exist at the time, but basically they wanted to be seen helping a homeless person, or they wanted to be seen. And, you know, I used to get very angry at that. And then luckily I had people in my life then walking with me saying, you know what? They're there trying to help the best way they know how. Maybe they're scared of where they're at, and that's why they just want to be seen doing this. And so the suggestion was made to me then, why don't you try to be of service to them rather than being resentful to them and make them feel more comfortable? And once I was able to flip that thinking inside my head, flipping the script and turn it to a script of servicelessness instead of resentfulness, not only did we have better quality of volunteers showing up, but those that came in scared or just like me talking a little while ago, and you too, I don't want to go. I don't want to be here. They turned into, they couldn't wait to come back and help. So that's what God's been teaching me throughout my journey, not only back then, but even now. when I've got those feelings of anger, feelings of dread, feelings of I don't wanna, I need to look to God and say, what is it you need me to learn here? And I don't know about you, Ron, but I don't like change, okay? And I don't like having to grow, but that's usually what God's doing. You know, the whole thing now with Homes from Heaven has been a huge growth process for me and Tammy. Our lives are transformed. We're now in a, such a better place, but we're doing stuff we never thought we'd be doing, and we're letting go of things we never thought we'd let go of. But man, our life is just on its way to the next level.
Yeah, that's awesome. A word you said that stuck out to me, and it's something I've been working on a lot, and conversations I've had with my wife is a choice. Choice. It's my choice to have those feelings of resentment. It's my choice to have those feelings of disappointment. It's my choice to have those feelings. I don't want to do that. It's a choice. So, and for me, it's really easy for me to make the choice to not want to do those things and want to feel all those bad things that come from Satan. It's not what comes from God and what he expects us or calls us to be. So something I'm working on today is making a choice to look at things from a positive way. And like you said, a choice or looking at people, maybe they don't do things the way I would want them to do or I expect them to do, but they're doing the best they can. They're showing up, they're volunteering, whatever they're doing. And it's to their best of their ability. So I'm going to make a choice to accept them for who they are. Something that's been really, I'm working on in my relationship and my marriage is the word choice. And it's a conversation I've had with my wife is that I'm going to work on really making a conscious choice to always take things from a positive point of view, to try to find the positivity in everything, because there is positivity in everything. It's my choice of whether I'm looking for the negative or am I looking for the positive. So making that choice to look for the positive things in everything, making a choice to serve my wife, making a choice not to verbalize those evil thoughts or those bad things that come into my mind when she asks me to do something I don't want to do, or she says something that I don't agree with, or she's, you know, any of those things that call me or make me want to be less of a servant and more selfish. I'm trying to make a choice to do that. And as I'm working on that, doesn't come easy. It's difficult, but I'm seeing how our marriage, our relationship is starting to blossom. It's growing in areas that it hasn't grown in years. And we just celebrated 24 years of marriage. Wow. And I feel that it's the best is just yet to come. And I feel that we're at a point in a stage of our marriage and our relationship where the choices that I'm making now, choosing to serve my wife, choosing to be there for her, choosing not to get angry, frustrated, upset, all those things that happen to me on a daily basis, it's really making a really positive impact in our relationship. And it's moving it towards where God wants us to be, where the two of us are. And I think I've mentioned before, we're two hearts for most of our marriage. We were just side by side. Now, because of some of the choices that I am making, trying to be less selfish and more selfless, I feel that our hearts are starting to mend together. We finally, after 24 years, are becoming two hearts that are starting to become one.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Ron. And then what I've noticed too in my own marriage, when I twisted and turned from being selfish to trying to be more selfless, not only does that enhance my marriage, but it's also enhanced our walk with Jesus. He's put so many new opportunities into our life, so many good things. It's not because we've earned it or because we deserved it. It's because we truly now, more than ever in our marriage, really look to serve Christ in all things. And it's not about us getting points for that. It's about us finding that happiness. The marriage we have is the cord of three strand. You have it too with your wife. It's me and Tammy and God in the center. And I've learned as long as we keep God in the center of our marriage, we can handle anything that comes our way. And I like what you said about the choice thing. I got one of the devotions I do in the pictures of it's a bus. And on this side of the bus is clouds and shadow and storms. On this side of the bus is a beautiful sunny landscape. And the phrase is, what's your choice to be? What are you choosing to look at? The bad side, the negative, or the good side? And I have to remind myself of that all day long because my negative mind wants to go there. That's my self-centered mind. But my mind walking with Jesus and seeking God's will, like you said, will always try to find the good because there's good in everything.
Right.
And as long as we look for that good, in my experience, God will show us the way.
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate what you just said, making a choice to follow Jesus. When I make that the number one priority in my life, following Jesus, seeking him every day, and then everything else just kind of falls into place. When I make a choice to follow him, then the act of being less selfish and more selfless, it just starts to come naturally when I put Jesus first in my life. And it's just, it's amazing how when I can do that, when we can do that, it's just everything seems to fall into place. And it's making that choice, and it's choice of what Jesus modeled for us, especially when he was on the cross, when they were crucifying him. Forgive them, Father, for they not know what they do. Mm-hmm. So having that same mentality, following that model that Jesus made for us, making that choice to follow him, it just makes so much more things in my life go so much more easier. And it's just much more easier. Our relationship is growing, and it just helps me become more selfless instead of selfish.
Amen.
So thanks again, Mark, for your time this morning. Thanks, everyone, for listening to us. And we just hope that you got something out of this. And if you did, please share it with someone that you like. All right. Have a great day. Talk to you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you hear, please share it with a friend. Also, be sure to check out our Facebook page, Guys with God, and also our website, guyswithgod.com, where both places give you an opportunity to pose any questions that you may have from today's discussion or to post any topic that you may want to hear discussed in the future. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.